the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 51. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Ronnie. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, unicorns and devils. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. Legend is a 1982 sci-fi horror film directed by Ridley Scott, starring Robert Downey Jr., John Travolta, and John Goodman. The film revolves around a group of pure beings who must stop the Lord of Darkness, who plans to cover the world in the eternal night. It has since become a cult classic with over 2.5 million views on YouTube and over 1.2 million downloads. Before he began shooting mainly for Blade Runner, Scott spent 5 weeks working on what was then called Legend of Darkness. The two men share a shared love of sci-fi and horror movies, as well as Scott's love of the film's screenplay. Little Pony is based on the comic series of the same name by George R. R. Martin. I felt that The Search should have a bit more sci-fi feel, and I wanted a bit of that. Rainbow Bright is at the heart of the humanistic New Age movement, which represents the bridge between man and Lucifer. A demonic body and a demonic voice rise from the dead, but they do not go to heaven. The cause of the horns is unknown, but it is thought the disease may be triggered by radiation or sunlight. Barbie encourages children to focus on themselves, and she encourages them to focus on themselves and not on the world. These bizarre-looking growths, known as devil horns, are known by the medical term sebaceous horns. Photos taken after the surgery show the horns protruding above the head, with a thick layer of hair at the top and a thin layer at the bottom. In ancient mythological literature, the unicorn is a mythical creature with distinctive horns protruding from the center of its forehead. The horns are defined as at least 0.8 meters long and up to 2 feet in diameter. In the Hebrew Old Testament, the word that occurs in the above-mentioned text is re, which in later versions is translated as wild ox. Most scientists believe that the term refers to an animal that is now extinct, such as the wild boar or the wild horse. In certain pictograms found in the ruins of ancient Babylon, translators of the Old Testament Septuagint interpreted me as a Greek term monokyro, a horn, which was interpreted by a translator from the Greek of the Septuagint Institutes as monokyros or a horn. The discussion about devils and unicorns is on pages 134-138 and the discussion about the unicorn of the devil on pages 136-137. In the Septuagint Institutes of the Old Testament, I is interpreted as monokyros or horn and unicorn as devil's horn, p. 136. In the KJV, wild ox is wrongly translated as wild ox and unicorn as the only horned mythical creature mentioned here. This is what professed skeptics say about unicorns. The magical text discussed here is read in the Septuagint Institutes of the Old Testament, commented by the late Dr. James E. H. Smith, professor of theology at the University of California, Berkeley. In order to plunge the world into the eternal night, the Lord of Darkness sent the goblin Blix to kill the unicorn in the forest near his castle, who guarded the light and brought him his horn. How do you want your enemies, God and the word of your Lord, to use your work and efforts as ammunition against your children? Blix and his colleague Pox Blunder follow the impetuous Princess Lily as she visits the forest where Jack lives and follow her into the forest. After a series of failed attempts to move their relationship forward, he takes them back to their castle, where they spend hours kissing in the woods. Although he does not blindfold her to keep the place hidden, it would be forbidden to mortals, as he has no choice but to do what he loves. Jack laments his role in her current predicament and finds the mare mourning the lifeless stallion as he accompanies her on her way back to her homeland. She tells him that the Alphorn needs to recover and return to the stallions, but he lags behind and laments his role in the current situation. While Brown and Tom guard the unicorns, Jack and the others fetch a hidden cache with antique weapons and armor and leave it guarded by a unicorn. While all this is going on, Lily tries to put things right by helping to save the mare from the goblins. The goblins overpower Tom and capture him, but they are overpowered by Tom and the goblins capture them. They are also called elephant tusks and can be a nuisance for sheep breeders when they get tangled up in the fleece. When this happens at every step, their hooves willingly pull at the hooves of grazing animals and shoes. This plant is also known as a unicorn plant, because it splits like a unicorn, but in a different shape and color. The dried black seed pods of this plant are still used today as food and basket weavers and are a common ingredient in a variety of foods such as bread, pastries, cakes, biscuits, sweets and other foods. This was Unicorns and Devils, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 51. My name is Ronnie Rodriguez, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.